few ghosts followed me in this morning and made a few changes without telling people. Isn't that beautiful? I have to apologize to Jackie. And I'm doing so for everyone to hear, because you should be here. We have fun. We love each other and we laugh at each other. Mostly me. Well, you know what? I have to say it because it keeps circling in my mind, and I know if I don't say it right now, it's just going to follow me this whole service. Most famous line in Ghostbusters, I ain't afraid of no ghost. And we think that, don't we? I hadn't planned to say that, but when I was sitting over there, I was just thinking, we really think that. But fear, if we're letting those ghosts follow us, those thoughts, those things, fear creeps in. And we don't want fear. So, on a more serious note, when Jesus Christ said in Luke 9, verse 60, let the dead bury their dead, he was really encouraging us not to dwell on the past, to move on from old problems and conflicts for the sake of our own well-being. You know, what's past is past. There's nothing I can do about what's past. I don't want to go back to the past. It's all right to move on. In Unity, we talk a lot about not holding on to the past, to that stuff. I want to give you a quote by a Unity minister, Reverend Sue Syking. She's the founder of Unity by the Sea. And she wrote an article, What Can I Do About the Past? I imagine if you go into Truth Unity, you could probably put that phrase in there and put her name and it might pop up. I love Truth Unity. You know, there's an abundance of information. Anything you want to know, check it out, truthunity.net. It is wonderful. But Sue Syking said, if we look back on the past with longing or any kind of emotional feeling of failure, unhappiness, condemnation, we cannot go forward. If we do not go forward, we can feel what? Unfulfilled. When this occurs, the ghost of the past follows us around and has an impact on everything we do, because we're constantly focused on that. Now, what do I mean by ghosts? Guess what? It's in the revealing word. Isn't that wonderful? We can find, just an abundance of information at Unity. Well, ghosts are thoughts objectified. They are nothing but mind projections. Oh, that is so Unity, isn't it? What we see, what we focus on, we can manifest, attract, project out here in the world. There are times in our lives when we make mistakes. Well, anybody in here? No, we don't make mistakes. Well, for instance, if we were to make a mistake, which is simply missing the mark, it is what it is. Take what you can glean from it. Take the lesson gleaned from it. Move on. we have this saying, let go and let God. If you're having trouble releasing anything of the past, take some time, sit in the quiet, and have a little talk with your inner spirit so that you can bring it up and release it. You know, when I first came into Unity, I used to pack a lot of stuff down. I thought that was the meaning of denial, was packing it down, you know, just getting it down in my gut and forgetting, trying to, well, consider myself as forgetting about it. But that's not the way to let go and let God. You bring it up. And remember when we went through the series we did a few months ago, ask it some questions. Is it real? Is it true? When you ask those questions, you begin to see it for what it is. Nothing. No thing. You know, a lot of times, just when you think you've moved on, out of the dark shadows, the ghosts appear again. Because we dredge it back up because it's stored in our warehouse, and we bring it when it recognizes an experience that's similar, it brings that back up, that stuff. And there it is. We want to release, don't we? We want to know that one thing about the ghost of the past is that they are not real. But you know what we do? They become our truth, little t. My metaphysical students, remember? We have our capital T, the absolute truth, that of God. And then we have the little t, the truth that develops out of experiences we have, out of things we take in and we hold to them as if they're gospel. It's all right to look back on your stuff. You know, when I first came into Unity, I thought we couldn't look back on our stuff. I thought about Lot's wife becoming a pillar of salt, and I said, oh, well, I can't look back at that stuff. I can't revisit it. If it's in you, excuse me, if it's in you, you can revisit it anytime. Because the ideal is to get it up and out of your storage bin, out of your subconscious, so that as things begin to occur, there's no recognition. Because you've already released that. It's gone. As the musicians say, poof. We wish it was that easy, huh? Some things we really have to work at releasing. But the ideal is to know it's okay, take a look at it, and let it go. Anyone know anyone that's harboring a bad feeling about what someone has done to them 15 years ago, not talking to their brother or their sister, no relationship there simply because of a misunderstanding, words that were said that time should have been taken in that moment to sit down and bring them up and get them on the table so that they could be released. It's difficult to think of stepping into a different difficult situation, isn't it? a challenging one. Sometimes you may wrestle with yourself. You ever stay awake at night wrestling with a problem? Because you don't really want to let go and follow what in you your spirit knows should be done. Sometimes we don't want to do what we know is the thing to do to resolve issues. And that's where those restless nights come in. But I like the words that Jesus spoke, "Come to me, all those who are burdened and heavy laden with that stuff on your shoulder, and I will give you rest." There's always a way to work through things. There's always to quit beating ourselves up with that coulda, shoulda, woulda brick. Anybody use that on themselves lately? That happens when the past becomes an obstacle. Ghosts that are blocking are moving onward and upward in life. We're dragging dead weight. I know you've heard me tell this joke before, but I'm going to tell it again because it's very appropriate for this lesson. So if you've heard it again, you're free to roll your eyes. But, you know, there were some buddies who went fishing. Who were golfing. And they broke up into two groups. One group went out and then the other group went out. And the first group came back pretty quick. And they were in the clubhouse and they were, you know, doing what golfers do. Talking about making the hole in one. Pretty soon they said, "Well, where's everybody else? Why aren't they here by now? We've been here a long time." And so the other group finally came in and they said, "What took you so long?" And so one said, "Well, about the eighth hole, Harry fell out and died. And so we had to drag Harry." "We had to drag Harry, hit the ball. Drag Harry, hit the ball." You know, a lot of us were laughing, but a lot of us are dragging Harry around. Ghost of what is past, old ideas, beliefs that no longer support us. We allow them to have power in our lives. We say yes to those things. Listen, I want to tell you this because this is really important. Nothing new can happen until the old loses its power. In other words, if you're in a job and you're having trouble on that job, so you switch to another job, but you haven't done the inner work to release, guess what? That same issue is going to crop up on the other job because you haven't resolved it. And this says, when we surrender, we don't sacrifice anything. When we let those old losses go, we don't sacrifice anything. We only lose whatever is keeping us the same. And actually, we don't lose anything. We gain everything when we let go of the ghost of the past, when we move on from that, think of these words. When we loosen our grip on that old stuff, use the information gleaned from that experience to move on to your next thing to do. You know, we gain everything from past experiences, whether they bomb out or whether they're wonderful. We gain everything because there's a wealth of experience, there's a wealth of knowledge that will help you with your next task. You know, we learned so many lessons in this life, but I want to give you some advice, and that advice, just drown yourself, immerse yourself in the awareness of a presence that is stronger, more powerful, more loving than you can imagine. Just know that it's there. Know that it's there. Draw from it like a deep well to nourish you on this journey that we're moving through. No matter what the appearances look like, no matter what the experience is, know that you can progress forward. Don't look back longing for times past. You know, sometimes we sit around and we say, oh, the good old days. You've gained the experience from those days. Take that experience and move on. Go forward. Don't become stagnant. Remember these words of Jesus Christ. I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Don't let your focus remain on past experiences. Move forward in this joyous gift that we have been given. It's wonderful. When I came out my door this morning, my neighbor said, oh, it's raining. I said, oh, it's raining. Just think. These beautiful flowers are going to pop up again. The grass is going to green up. It's wonderful. The earth needs this to go into their winter rest. And she looked at me. Sometimes people will do that, but you know what? Spread the sunshine anyway. Spread it anyway, because what that does, that feeds you. It feeds you and puts you in a good mood. Sue Sykin also wrote, each of us has a great storehouse of treasures, some which are just beyond human awareness. We have gifts all around us that we're not even tapping into. All conditions are ripe for you to have a full and productive life. All our waters get muddled and muddied from time to time. That's in this human experience. But just think of this. Water metaphysically represents undeveloped potential. When all that stuff gets flowing around you and moving, just think the potential is there for you to rise and be a better you. Sometimes we cannot see what is ours clearly to do. Unwanted experiences seem to constantly reoccur. But you know there's something you can do. You can keep standing strong in the truth. If there's nothing else you take away from here today, take this away. There is nothing greater than the love of God in you. Not that God has for you, because remember, that presence and power is in you. There is nothing greater than the love of God in you. When those ghosts rise up, those experiences, those uncomfortable times, take a moment and think. There is nothing greater than the love of God in me. That will help you move on. That will help you see those ghosts as no things. That will let you feel and know that you are the expression of the divine. How do you get there? My favorite two words, prayer and meditation. You must take time in the quiet. That's where you're fed. That's where you come alive. That's where you begin to build a solid foundation. You start within. You have ghosts in your closets today? Anybody? Good. If you do, know that there is nothing greater than the love of God in you. And then when those ideas pour forth, when those gifts begin to come down in an abundance, move. Follow the guidance. Make those steps. And I'm telling you, you'll be standing here with me saying, there is nothing greater than the love of God in me. True for you? Soon to be true for you? All right. Let's pray. Let's take a deep breath and bring our attention inward. In prayer chaplain training, we talk about moving from the head, where you're listening and taking in all this. We want to move from our heads, our intellect, down into our hearts. We want to enter that heart region and commune with the indwelling spirit. Prayer is that center from which you know what you know. Prayer is that center where you fill up with that one presence and that one power. Take a deep breath and hold it a minute and slowly release. Breathing in, hold, and release. Immerse yourself in this space right here, right now. Know that in this space, we are empowered. In this space, we are rejuvenated. In this space, our inner spirit is opening and filling with all that has been provided for us before the very foundation of the universe. Take a deep breath in. Settle in. Moving to that point where we come to the door of our inner chamber. And we step over that threshold, and immediately we know what we are. Spiritual beings. Being fueled by the light of spirit. And in the essence of all this divine energy, we take a seat and bathe in the beauty of the light right here, right now, in the quiet. Dear God, we're so grateful that we know you and that you are expressing in and through us every moment of the day. And when we turn our focus to you, dear God, we know what to do and how to do it. We're so grateful that we are part of the whole. We're so grateful that we are filled with your energy and your love and your wisdom and your zeal to create a universe that's beautiful and works for all. So we give you thanks this morning. We do so in the name of the living, loving Christ. And as we go forth and create what you are expressing through us to create, we know we will touch lives this day. So for this and for all things, we say thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Let's affirm the Lord's Prayer. We can do so right here, right now, together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I want you to affirm with me this affirmation. I am safe and secure in the light of God. Together, I am safe and secure in the light of God. And then turn to someone and affirm for them, you are together. You are safe and secure in the light of God. And then as a sense of the community that we are together, we are safe and secure in the light of God. And that is the truth. Yes. And now we have an opportunity to participate in the upbuilding of this ministry by giving of our love offerings and our tithes. We know Scripture says the Lord loves a cheerful giver. So we gladly share the substance with which we have been given with each other. They go out and through these doors, helping to upbuild our community, helping us to keep jobs for people too. Because as we pay bills and do other things that we are committed to do, it supports someone else. So let us take these gifts in our hands. And as we take them in our head, just rub some energy into them because we have been so richly blessed. And let's affirm our prayer of prosperity together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Yes.